May I now invite Professor Dr. Senar De Silva, Director General, Network of Aquaculture Center in Asia and the Pacific, to give a welcome remarks.
Swadikap, good morning. Dignitaries on the podium, ladies and gentlemen, friends and colleagues. It is with great pride and equally with greater humility that I stand up here on behalf of my organization, the Network of Aquaculture Centers in Asia Pacific, popularly known as NACA, on this memorable occasion. On behalf of NACA, I wish to welcome you all to this global conference on aquaculture on the theme Farming the Waters for Food and People. As most of you are aware, this conference is a follow-up of two previous landmarks or milestones on aquaculture development. The famous Kyoto Conference and the Bangkok Millennium Conference, held in 1976 and 2000 respectively, these milestones have paved the way and facilitated for aquaculture to become an extremely significant food production sector, the fastest growing primary production sector for the last three decades or more, reaching a level where the sector contributes nearly 50% to the global seafood consumption, a collection of commodities which provides us better nutrition, millions of livelihoods, and food security, in particular to the rural people. That the fact that today over 40% of the nations, as well as a multitude of national, regional, and international organizations are represented at this conference is a marked recognition of the sectors important to the individual countries, to the regions, and globally in the desire to further forge the aquaculture developments well into the next decade, and perhaps carry the same momentum that has been witnessed in the Asia-Pacific region to other continents and regions, providing not only a food source for a growing population, but a means of livelihoods, particularly to the poor and the needy, and contribute towards accomplishing the Millennium Development Goals. The deliberations and decisions at this conference will be equally and perhaps even more important than those arrived in the past. In the context of a changing global dynamics, especially in respect of food quality and safety, marketing and associated consumer aspirations, the need to comply with increasingly stringent environmental regulations, but still strive towards sustainability. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and colleagues, aquaculture, at least in this region, is by and large dominated by small-scale ventures, often farmer-owned or leased, operated and managed. These groups are not treated any differently in the global marketplace, and perhaps the challenge to aquaculture in this region stands out in providing the guidance and know-how and an enabling environment for them to comply to global market demands. This conference was conceived in February 2008. A conference of this magnitude and significance cannot be put together by one organization or one group of persons. It is in this context that NACA, FAO, and the Department of Fisheries of the Royal Government of Thailand have got together. Many committees have been formed and have worked over the last 2 years, bring together material that is of relevance and importance to aquaculture. In the same token, there are many others who have worked behind the scenes to keep the wheels moving. I thank all these persons for all their efforts and dedication. Thank you. In spite of all our efforts, we are very conscious of the fact that there will be shortcomings. I beg of you all to bear with us, but indicate to the secretariat the shortcoming so that when we next meet in a decade or maybe in 5 years' time perhaps, also perhaps in the African continent, we can use these lessons to make it even a better conference. My personal and my organization's fervent hope is that at the conclusion of this meeting, not only do we have a Phuket consensus adopted, but also that mechanisms and criteria for its evaluation over specified timescales are derived so as to enable proper judgments to be made and planners and policymakers are able to appreciate and learn of the progresses, thereby paving the way for providing an even more able environment for the growth of the sector. Ladies and gentlemen, I also wish and hope that the nature of these three meetings, that is Kyoto, Bangkok Millennium, and now Phuket, without undue commercial biases, but concentrating on progress and way forward, so as to become a landmark for the sector, convened at regular intervals, maybe even 5 years from now on. Once again, welcome to this conference. Enjoy your stay in Phuket, and most of all, wish you the very best in your deliberations and networking over the next 4 days. Thank you very much. Kapun kap.